David, I'm very pleased you're here this evening. I want to formally offer to bestow upon you an honor not given to many people in the Brigadoon. Offer you the honor of the Thistle. I am humbled, yet feel privileged and happy to bestow it upon you. And tonight, I offer you this Celtic Cross. Here you go.
Thank you.
You shall never, for the rest of your life, be provoked through impunity. I love you, and welcome to the club. You want to do a show tonight?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, God! We're gonna die! Don't you understand? We're all gonna die!
God damn it!
Coconut floofer-fly!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By.
Hell yeah.
Podcast where I, Neighbor Dave, invite this half-retard to my basement to listen to music containing profanity.
Oh, we really have gone short bus on this, haven't we?
We have. So we're gonna resurrect it by playing some music.
Thank God Neighbor Tony's driving the bus.
Now, this is called Tom Morello, a group he had put together before the Street Sweeper Social Club.
Ooh, that chick's hot.
The Night Watchman. And this was his version of acoustic, but kind of rocks. So give it a minute to check it out. It is called Stray Bullets.
Cue it up!
Sense of a little Western theme here.
Singing, drinking, playing guitars, laying round. We pulled a shotgun out the shed and fired it towards the heavens. Stray bullets raining on town.
Do you have any idea what bands Tom Morello has been associated with?
No! I don't even know who he is!
Okay, the very big one, Rage Against the Machine. He's the guitar player from Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, so right? He's doing this?
Yes. Alright.
It's like Axl Rose.
Second band, okay. Audio Slayer.
Came on fastened, straight bullets raining on time.
The Crystal Method, Tom Morello. The Night Watchman, which is this one. Street Sweeper Social Club, which we've talked about. Cypress Hill. Remember Cypress Hill? There's Stray Bullets by Tom Morello. Tell me what you really think of that song.
You know what, dude? I liked it, but it sure as shit wasn't Soundgarden, and it sure as shit wasn't Rage. It was nice, but it wasn't either.
You know, I gotta admit that the first time I heard it, I liked it a lot more than I heard it just now.
I would have liked it a lot if I didn't know the backstory of where this guitarist came from. And so now I'm saying he went kind of on a, I don't know, sketchy road.
All right, well, why don't you save us and play something that actually rocks?
Oh! All right, I've got something. It's called Zodiac Mind Warp and the Love Reaction, which is something that I rocked out to.
Zodiac Mind Warp?
Zodiac Mind Warp and the Love Reaction. I rocked out to when I was in Colorado in 1989.
So that sounds like a bluegrass band from Alabama.
Oh, fuck no. They are a biker bar bitch band from California that was struggling and fighting with Guns N' Roses when they came out with Appetite for Destruction.
Well, all right, so what song do you have to bring for us from Zodiac Mind Warp?
Prime Mover, which is their best-selling single. Cue it up! What the fuck was that shit, Brett? This is neighbor Paul doing the edit, listening to this shit with Dave. I'm sorry. First of all, no profanity, no swearing, nothing obscene at all about that. So you're on a probation, one show probation, motherfucker. You play another song with no profanity and you're banned for a fucking entire podcast. Secondly, that sucked. That's the 80s hair band shit that we keep telling you not to bring to this show. I don't think if they were fucking playing on the 4th of July at Six Flags, anyone would fucking stop and listen to them. That shit sucked. So I'm sorry, but I don't think we can continue playing the rest of that song.
Okay, just so you know, Paul?
Yes?
Neighbor Paul's in the house.
You've made it back to the podcast.
Yes.
Neighbor Paul, welcome back, my friend.
Disaster averted. Psychological damage, maybe, occurred, but no disasters.
That's right. That's all right.
Please pass the bottle opener, please. I need to take some medicine. So how can I contribute to this effort? I think that's what I asked when I came in.
Do you have a song that actually rocks?
You know, in fact, oh, deflated. How about, do you have a song? Yes, I do! Actually rocks? I'll leave that up to the audience. How about, I got a kick-ass cool song. I don't know if it'd be qualified as rockin'. Song called Art Bitch. The band is called CSS, and they're from Portugal. And in Portuguese... something. Can anyone pronounce that? Conceito de ser sexy?
You said it better than I did.
Yeah. So,
say de sexy.
So CSS is their abbreviation.
Oh, it's de sexy.
From what I read from my multiple... My multiple attempts to interpret this, it means I'm tired of being sexy.
Oh, right? Jesus. So, I experience that
yes,
every morning.
Exactly. So I'm tired from being sexy or I'm tired of being sexy? Far as I read, it's I'm tired of being sexy. Anyway, they've got an album, I think from 2011, and on the album is a song called Art Bitch. And you will hear in this song such lyrics as, I am an art bitch. I sell art shit to men who suck my art tit.
Sweet.
Oh, all right.
Where's the gallery?
Yes.
I'm on it.
So let's take a listen to one of the most brilliant contemporary pop rock songs by a lovely band called CSS. And Brett, you can lick my art hole.
That's what I thought it was.
The emblem is like this.
That's what
I thought it was.
Artists call you such a soft porno, or maybe it's just narcissism. My one and only subject goes from something like anything but me is a.
My art is called egocentric soft porno.
Could drop the paintings and photograph his penis or mix of the chicks. Yeah, you know what I mean. Wouldn't it be better if I ushered? We could drop the math and make it happen on his mattress. Two girls and a cam, two girls and a cam. You put it on there and you can pull towards cam. I'm an artist, I'm an artist, a bitch. I'm a painting to the man I eat. I have no word of holy and I'm only sure where there's free alcohol.
I poo on a plate and it gets published on Visionaire.
Do is called art shit. And don't you dare make fun of me. Cause everything I do was featured on the pages of ID. I am an artist, I am an art bitch. I sell my paintings to the man I eat. I have no word in holy earth. And I'm only sure where there's free alcohol. I'm an art.
Just seems like York.
Sort of, yeah. Just Yorkish.
Yorkish. It's Yorkish.
Kind of like a pissed off Yorkish.
Yeah, kind of a better Yorkish.
Yes.
Especially.
Lick, lick, lick my art tit. Suck, suck, suck my art hole. Suck, suck, suck my art.
What's it about? Lick, lick, lick my art tit. Suck, suck, suck my art hole.
Suck, suck, suck my art hole. Suck, suck, suck my art hole.
They clearly have issues. I only show when there's free alcohol. I like these chicks.
Not bad.
How can you not like a band that says, suck, suck, suck my art hole?
That's one of the more interesting bands I've heard in a while. I'm not sure if I love it or...
I know. Do you mind bringing up another song or two by theirs? We can just we can just cut it if you want, right? Fuck Off is not the only thing you have to show.
All right.
Here's another tune by CSS. This shit was all over 893 last summer. I think Mary Lucia, Mark Wheat, all these guys, 893, they get boners for shit like this. But if this shit came out in 1986, it'd be good. I don't think it's any different than 20 something years ago.
Right.
Totally agree.
Thank you. Fucking song, right? But it's a fuck off It's the only thing, right. Blah, 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 right? So yes. they got some other songs that
since,
are...
Since you played that, I recognize them because I recognize them from 89.3 The Current.
Okay.
But the song they play on The Current...
Is what?
Is Let's Make Love and Listen to Death from Above.
Ah, I don't know if there's any swears on this one, though, which is perhaps
there's
why I
probably
didn't
not.
Okay, well, let's just give people a little snippet of it. It's a good band. I enjoy it. It's a good song.
But it's a fun song. Yeah. When I heard it, I listened to it the whole
it's
way
It's good.
Through.
It really is yeah. popular rock and roll dance type music, and it's great for the summer.
Now for something completely different.
Chivalrous. Chivalry.
Yeah. Could you repeat and, all that?
Yeah. There is a... No. So, what the fuck am I talking about?
Something about fucking...
Why you gave me
Prince
a...
Prince Henry... your penis
so, you know,
hard-on...
No, Prince William. You know what Prince William is, right?
For Shifwanga.
I have a hard-on for... Queen Elizabeth, the current Queen Elizabeth.
She, okay. She's pretty hot.
She is for yeah. for a 93-year-old.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God,
Queen.
No, you both stop.
What?
Your wife Elizabeth, hot. Queen Elizabeth. Ooh.
Isn't there anyone
even
over there?
When she was young? Ooh. Is she in the orb bite?
No.
Yeah, but
no.
My wife still has her teeth. Queen Elizabeth can gum me.
Right. Yeah, it's a little easier.
I'm telling her that.
Isn't there a step? Is there any?
Because that was so bad. I'm telling her that.
Isn't there a woman over age 70 you would have sex with?
No.
You wouldn't have sex with Betty White? I would be all over Betty White.
No. Paul. I would fuck.
I would lick
that come box. On, I
Paul,
would be all over Betty White.
I would fuck you, Dave, in that chair.
You really
not Betty White.
You really wouldn't have sex with Betty White.
Oh my God, no.
What about John Rivers?
No,
even.
I wouldn't. No. Joan Rivers.
No.
That's what's that called when you have sex with a dead body?
Necrophilia.
No.
I wouldn't have sex with Betty White. When she was on the Mary Tyler Moore show. No!
Well, I didn't want to have sex with her when she was Mary Tyler Moore. I want to have sex with her now when she's 93 years old. I think she's hot.
She's got that whole geriatric
thing. It's not just the physical package. It's
okay,
the whole package.
Radio moment, I have a glazed look of ooh.
You definitely do. I confirm.
All right. Well, moving on. Moving on.
Okay, neighbor Brett yeah. is trying to run out of the basement, but is being knocked back by
pork
criminal
share.
Minds people.
Moving on, pork shares are up 3%. What are we supposed to talk about here?
Thistle.
Which one would you like to talk about first?
Thistle Smissle.
You should finish the thistle song. Just what the thistle is.
Okay. So Queen Elizabeth this past week bestowed upon Prince William some fucking honor. That is a Scottish tradition where they give some royal person the honor for being one of the most chivalrous persons in the kingdom, and it has something to do with a thistle. And their slogan, or their saying, once this is bestowed upon them, is something to the effect of, you shall never again be provoked through impunity. I don't even know what that means.
So that's why you said that
yes,
to me.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes. You thought I was making that shit off the top of my head, which I can
did.
Usually make that shit up.
Right.
But this time I want to do a little inside joke to my homies out in Portugal who are listening to fucking current events that are going on in England.
Your homies in Porto?
Yeah, I got a few hormones. Hormones. So, yeah, anyway, whatever. And I thought when I was searching for penis songs, they came upon the Roger Waters Gregorian Chants. I thought Gregorian Chants, Thistles,
oh
Queen Elizabeth.
I can't even not speak right now. Seriously?
What?
Fags, Thistles, gargantuan.
Dude, it makes sense to me.
No.
My brain makes sense.
It does to me.
I think the thing that gets you is that he was searching for penis songs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's where you went over. Actually, you know what? Thistles. That's what pisses me off.
No, what you're not understanding is that a man can have a dual track mind. Yes, you can. I understand that. But I was thinking about searching for songs about penises, and that current event thing in my head about Queen Elizabeth and the thistle thing were both competing for my brain attention, and it came upon the Roger Waters song about seven dwarves and the penis, and it had a Gregorian chant thing to it, and I thought, what a wonderful thing to play while I bestow upon David the honor of the thistle.
Chanty music that was playing while he bestowed me the thistle was Ron Geeson and Roger Waters playing More Than Seven Dwarfs in Penis Land. That's the name of the song.
And it's
More Than Seven Dwarfs in Penis Land.
It's from an album. I don't know if we care to find the exact title, but the album is something about body parts. And every song is some sort of weird song about a body part.
Dude. Thistles. What the fuck is a thistle? That's what irritates me. What's a thistle?
Shall we talk about
what's
that?
What's a thistle?
Fascinating gardening.
Let's define thistle.
Thistle. Do you want to define it or just talk about it? Because I don't have a definition for it, but I know
no,
there
we need
I,
to.
I have the exact definition of a thistle.
Define and talk.
Hey, he has it. David Edgar Wiginhorn has a definition.
A thistle is it's a soft, dowdy fur on the underside of an uncircumcised cock.
Oh my god! That is the gayest fucking definition I've ever heard. I'm done. We should have ordered pizza.
Thistle is a thing I think about when I'm sucking some guy off.
Let's go to Taco Bell.
And the Burger King bathroom.
Thistle is something I think about when I'm sucking some guy off in the Burger King bathroom. Fuck off! It's not the only thing! Oh my god.
Hey, you guys ever heard of a band called The Jam?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you know about The Jam?
Not much. 70s band.
70s punk band, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I know very little about The Jam.
Kick out The Jam.
I have a song I want to play for you. It's a little bit joke rock. I have to admit that right off the bat, so Tony, just fuck off, all right? Yes, Brett. You have a question?
I gotta eat.
You're really hungry. How about you go for a long drive and go find a TGIF's?
Wow.
You go out. How about you go out the front door, we'll lock it, and then we'll come back down here, pretend we never went upstairs, and then
you know what?
Not
listening
to call us.
Public, that was the biggest fuck off I've ever gotten. Ever.
Fuck off's not the only thing that I say to you. Or something like
Wait,
that.
Hold
CSS.
On.
There's a restaurant called The Lotus right down at the bottom of the hill.
There's also a restaurant called Shut the Fuck Up right down the street.
What's that in Chippewa?
I'll just explain briefly why I want to play this song called The London Underground by The Jam. A little bit of joke rock, but the reason I like to play it is because they mention Mind the Gap in the song.
Oh.
Yeah, have you ever heard Mind the Gap?
Yes.
Oh. Do you know what I mean when I say Mind the Gap?
Do the tell.
Oh, yes.
Do the tell.
London Underground is a subway system in London, and you will hear announcers over the speaker system saying, please mind the gap. in a very sexy British voice when you're getting onto a train in the London Underground.
Mind the gap.
Okay. And I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
So what does it mean?
When I was a kid.
What does it mean?
It means watch the gap when you're stepping
between...
from the platform to the train.
Okay.
The gap is the gap between the train and the platform.
What's the sexual euphemism that makes you chuckle as an adult these days?
The chick that says it in the way she says it.
Mind my gap?
I like it because it reminds me of my childhood.
No, Paul, the woman does not say, mind Paul's gap.
I don't have a gap.
Yes, you do.
Where?
Between your taint and your asshole.
I was going to say. I was thinking that you're talking a vaginal wall gap.
Mind my gap. I'm going to take you behind the barn before I go home.
Sounds good.
Just saying.
All right, so let's go ahead and say goodbye to our loyal fans in China who probably have turned us off by now.
Oh, yeah. China, fuck off.
No, I want to actually say goodbye to Al in Kuwait, right?
And Mohammed in
Cairo. We have listeners in Kuwait and Cairo. I have confirmed for real. We do.
We do.
Right, we do.
And we really do have hundreds of listeners in China.
We really do have hundreds of listeners in China.
Love them all.
Please keep tuning in. Go to musicandswearby.com. If you're only downloading through iTunes, please periodically check out musictoswearby.com. We will have some updates over the summer, a few things that Brett has in mind for a little more interaction from our fans. We're interested in what's the shit in China or in Egypt or in Israel or in Kuwait that people don't want on the radio.
Yeah, if you're listening from overseas and you have music that you like from overseas that has that is profane, please let us know.
Yes.
Send an email to paul@musictoswearby.com. Or leave a comment for us at musictoswearby.com.
Fucking A, man. Just go to musictoswearby.com. It'll take you to our Podbean site. Put a fucking comment on this show. Suggest a song. We will try to get a little more interactive. We want to hear what's going on around the world. What's the shit that your country doesn't want on the airwaves? That's it, man. Thanks for listening to this shitty podcast.
What's the kind of song that would get you shot where you live?
Exactly. All right, motherfuckers. Take this shit out, Dave. You got a song to take this out?
This is the band The Jam playing London Underground. Until then, pardon the profanity.
Some people might like to get a train to work or drive in a Beamer or a Merc. Some guys like to travel in by bus, but I can't be bothered with the fuss. Today I'm gonna take my bike, cause once again the tube's on strike. The greedy bastards want extra pay, sitting on their ass all day, even though they earn 30k. So I'm standing here in the pouring rain. Where the fuck's my fucking train? London Underground. They're all lazy, fucking useless cunts. London Underground. They're all greedy cunts. I wanna shoot them all with a rifle.
They say is please mind the doors, and they learn that on their two-day course. This job could be done by a four-year-old. They just leave us freezing in the cold. What you smell, what you get, Burger King, piss and sweat. Roast to death in the boiling heat, the tourists treading on your feet. Nail bombs on every seat, so don't tell me to mind the gap.
I want my fucking money back, London Underground. Fucking useless cunts, London Underground. They're all greedy cunts, I wanna shoot them all with a rifle.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
The floors are sticky and the seats are damp. Every platform has a fucking track, but the drivers get the day off when we're all late for work again. London Underground. Well, we're wankers, they're all wankers, London Underground. Your Oyster card and shove it up your asshole.
Oh,
my God.
That's great.
That was perfect.
Oh, Betty. Ah, Betty. Ah. Ah. White! Betty White! Betty!